As from the 1st of November, the Australian government has expanded its bulk billing incentives so Australians can see a GP when unwell. The news is welcomed by organisations who believe this expansion will alleviate hospitalisations across the country. The Heart Foundation says the Medicare expansion will help Australians with a heart condition to get treatment before it's too late, as the State of the Heart survey reveals more than 40% of respondents have missed a heart health appointment because of costs. I asked Healthcare Programs Manager at the Heart Foundation, Natalie Raffoul, to explain more about the later survey.
Yeah, look, we spoke to over 5,000 Australians from across the country and really wanted to know more about what was kind of holding them back from seeing their GP for their regular heart checks or even ongoing checks to support, you know, for instance, management of their risk factors or heart disease. And what we found was that the number one reason, 42% of the respondents stated that they had recently missed or delayed an appointment because of cost. And that makes a lot of sense. We know cost of living pressures are only increasing in Australia. And sadly, we are seeing this now impacting people's heart health.
Now, so from last weekend, bulk billing across Australia has expanded. How is the Heart Foundation's position about this?
Well, we very much welcome this expansion, and we see it as a great opportunity to increase the access of preventative health checks, including a 20-minute Medicare-subsidised heart health check, to more Australians that need it. We know that given cost is such a prominent barrier when it comes to these kind of preventative checks, we're happy to see that there will now be more clinics welcoming fully bulk billed heart health checks and also fully bulk billed chronic disease management checks, which includes heart disease management checks for more Australians. So basically it means that if you're 45 and over and you haven't had a heart health check, there will now be more medical centres or GP practices that will fully bulk bill a heart health check, so they'll be freely available at these clinics. And if you're living with heart disease, there'll be more medical centres or general practices across Australia that will offer you a free ongoing chronic disease management check going forward, which is excellent news.
Now, in which way, besides, you know, the cost of living and, you know, more GPs taking bulk billing, in which way this bulk billing will benefit more Australians with a heart condition?
Well, we know that access to care, as we said, is really being hindered by cost issues. We know there are other issues, of course, across Australia, including where you live. Rural and remote areas, unfortunately, have less access to medical services as well. But we know that by removing the cost barrier, people are more likely to be able to book in that checkup, not think about how much they're going to spend or out of pocket for each of those visits, and prioritise it more. We already know that across Australians 45 and over, being able to think about their risk of developing heart disease in the future, it's not front of mind. It's not something that is a priority for a lot of Australians. And so taking away one more barrier from that through, for example, these bulk billing expansion of this bulk billing incentive program is another step in the right direction to getting more people screened earlier and heart disease detected and prevented better across Australia.
Now, to provide a little bit of a comparison, I believe, to our listeners, so how are the costs compared between having a bulk billed treatment against, you know, experiencing a heart event and being at hospital? What are the cost difference on those?
Well, it's an absolute no-brainer. It is much more cost-efficient for the government and our health system to invest in prevention of heart disease than it is to spend the money on treating and managing an individual that develops heart disease in the future. We will save millions of dollars, if not billions, will be saved by investing in these kind of preventative measures. Because once you've developed heart disease, that often manifests as a heart attack or at least a hospital admission, beds in ICU are very expensive, and ongoing care, including medicines, treatments, procedures and surgeries, are very, very expensive.
And what else would you like the government to implement to improve the lives of Australians experiencing heart events?
Well, look, we know that heart disease is a leading cause of death in Australia. And unfortunately, Right now, we wait for a lot of people to voluntarily book in their checkup and you know, proactively take care of their heart health prevention for the future. But what would be more effective, and that the majority of the evidence shows us this, is having a structured system to really identify the people that need to be screened for heart disease and actively call them back into their general practice for a checkup. But in a similar way that we do for instance, bowel cancer or breast cancer.
That was Healthcare Programs Manager at the Heart Foundation, Natalie Raffoul.